We take you now to Las Vegas, where the roulette wheel is about to start spinning on one of the biggest bets in the city's history. The MGM Mirage City Center opens today. It's billed as a city within a city that cost a staggering $8.5 billion to build. The idea is to bring serious contemporary architecture to a city known for kitsch. NPR's Ted Robbins paid a visit.
Even by the immodest standards of the Las Vegas Strip, City Center is huge, 19 million square feet. That's three times the size of the Pentagon. I'm outside in the middle of it, surrounded by glass and steel towers, some curving in graceful arcs, others jutting at hard angles. And above me, a tram, a monorail, linking together City Center and its two neighboring resorts.
Welcome to Crystals. Stand clear of the doors.
Crystals is City Center's high-end mall, designed by Daniel Libeskind. The other City Center buildings, the Mandarin Oriental, Vidara, Veer Towers, the Harmon, are hotels and condominiums. The Aria is City Center's centerpiece, its casino resort. It's where I met the man who guided the project, MGM Mirage CEO Jim Murren. We sat down on contemporary earth-toned furniture in one of its eight lounges, and Murren told me his dream was to build, essentially, a chunk of midtown Manhattan in the desert.
I feel very strongly that just building another casino hotel was not ambitious enough, meaningful enough, or will help move Las Vegas to another level.
Problem is, Las Vegas is having trouble at its present level. The town's been hit hard by the recession. Its unemployment and foreclosure rates are among the highest in the nation. City Center has given 12,000 people jobs, a big boost. But the real estate collapse has hit it like every place else. Condo prices have been slashed by 30%, and Murren says sales have not met expectations.
Had to do it over again, we would have built fewer. We're not going to make the return on it. It's a challenging element of this project.
City Center is highly leveraged. Half the money came from financially troubled Dubai World, though analysts say those troubles won't affect this project. Architecturally, LA Times critic Christopher Hawthorne says City Center is more tasteful than any other place in Vegas. But because MGM chose well-known but mainstream architects, it's not groundbreaking enough to be a world-class architectural destination.
You know, if they were going to spend $8.5 billion, which is what they spent, what if they had hired a really amazingly innovative group of architects who really could have turned this into a spectacular kind of collection of buildings?
One major aspect of the project is innovative. City Center is the world's largest project built to LEED green building standards. From facades made of local Nevada stone to wood from managed forests, the emphasis is on sustainability. For instance, project manager Katerina Tesarova points out the terrazzo floors in Crystals are designed to cool from below.
We conserve energy because we are not cooling all these spaces up there below the ceiling.
Christopher Hawthorne gives MGM Mirage credit for its efforts, but he says there's a basic contradiction between sustainability and a project so much more massive than anything else around it.
One of the most basic rules of sustainability is that you build only as much as you need and you don't waste steel and other materials to build things that either the market or the city or the culture, for that matter, can't bear.
That's more than academic to moguls like Phil Ruffin. Ruffin owns a number of resorts in Las Vegas, including Treasure Island, which he bought from MGM Mirage when it needed cash to finish City Center. He is not thrilled with having 6,000 new hotel rooms on the market.
I open up this many rooms right now. Vegas sure doesn't need the additional rooms, I can tell you that.
Ruffin is worried City Center will drive down prices for everyone, though historically new attractions bring new visitors to Vegas. More a remnant of the boom years than a reflection of the current economy, City Center is likely to be the last big project built here for the next 5, maybe even 10 years. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Las Vegas.
And you can get a look at the sleek high-rises and a couple of leaning towers of Las Vegas at our website, npr.org.